Hello, 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 everyone. This is Noor, and as usual, welcome to today's video. In today's video, I'm going to talk about a painful problem for every starting entrepreneur, or probably a more experienced entrepreneur and business owners. And the problem comes from a question of one of my students. And the question is this: Noor, I don't see doing my business as a fun thing or a thing that I enjoy a lot while doing. I don't want to do it anymore. What should I do? The answer is going to be very straightforward. It is because you are taking things way too seriously. You see, I'm not the person who is certified to advise you when it comes to life or to whatever, okay? But as a friend, okay, let me give you advice. In general, don't take things way too seriously. Because once you take things way too seriously, you will suck all the fun and life out of them. And things will become so painful. Okay? You have to understand that in order for you to get result in life, in everything, even in anything, relationship, whatever, you must learn how to control between how much you should let go and how much you should control. And in most scenario, what are you willing to give up in order to make things work out? So what do I mean by that? You see, if you go to your business and you look at every employee and you want them to be 100% precise, if you want to make your customer be 100% precise about their purchase, and if they make mistakes, it becomes a painful experience. They are wasting your time and your effort and your resources and so on and so forth. Business become a painful experience. And now you start to destroy a relationship with your employee. You start to destroy a relationship with your customer. You start to destroy a relationship with your partner. And you start to destroy your life. And this thing sucks you in. Sucks you in. And then you want to give up because it's not fun anymore. Instead, relax, okay? Relax. Business is a long journey. One day you will fail. One day you will succeed. One day you will find a great customer. And one day you will find or meet a horrible customer. One day you will find a great employee. And the other day you will find a horrible employee. And so on and so forth. One day you make money. The other day you lose money. If you are so strict, and you want everything to be perfect, if you are so tight that you don't allow mistakes to happen, you are driving yourself and the people around you in your business into a disaster. Therefore, my friend, sometimes let go. Sometimes relax. Sometimes it's things that you don't enjoy doing. You don't want to do them. Hire someone to delegate or eliminate them from your business. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. You are not forced to do everything. You are not forced to serve every customer. Okay? If you find it's too painful to do business, take it, relax for 5 days. Shut down your business for 5 days. Or hire someone or ask someone to take your place for 5 to 6 days. Now, if you tell me, I don't trust anyone, you're still being very tight. And you cannot keep going with your business if you are like that. My advice to you, always don't take things way too seriously. Allow mistakes to happen. They will happen anyway. And if they happen, fix them. Learn from them, adjust them, and fix them. But don't get way too tight. Don't start shouting at your employees just because they make a small mistake. They're human, and human make mistakes. Don't get frustrated because of your customer returning their product. They are a customer and they will return their product. So what? Deal with it. If you are losing money a lot, sometimes it's probably not a problem because of the customer, but because maybe you did not take care of your business previously and now you are only getting the result and outcome of that thing. You see, for example, you don't eat healthy food for 10 years and then suddenly you get sick. And then you wonder, why am I getting sick? Well, you were eating unhealthy food, not healthy food for 10 years. What do you expect? Okay? It's the same with your business. You're not doing business right for 10 years. You're being very sloppy with your business, and then you get bad result. What do you expect? Right? So you fix that situation. But you cannot fix it if you are way too tight. No one want to work with someone that's very tight. I remember I was working with a general manager. He's French. And guy, he was too much. I mean, too much. Like every employee in the office need to cry. Every employee in the office need to take, for example, they need to ask for the bathroom. And it's like, okay, I get it. I know you are a manager. I know you're tough. But it's not fun anymore. And no one want to do business with you anymore. So don't take things way too seriously. That doesn't mean that you are sloppy. It means that you understand and you are aware of everything. And you allow things to happen. And you always have plan to fix them. But you also is cool and things are under control. You are also cool and everything is under control. That's critical. Okay. Once people look at you and they see that you are confident, everything under control, you can take a deep breath and you can deal with things. You can play for the long run, my friend. You can play for years and years and years. And if you're tight, you can only play for like a month or two, a year or two. And that's it. It's game over for you. And you don't want to have that. All right? So I hope this answer, I know probably it's not the best or the perfect answer, but the best thing is just to take things easily and don't take them way too seriously. And if you find that you cannot do it anymore, trust me, give it like 2 weeks rest. Just 2 weeks rest. Hire someone to take care of that business as a part-time, or give it to your general manager, or give it to someone that you trust. Give them general instruction and let them take over. And maybe every couple of days, just go and have a look. And also be nice and be relaxed, okay? And you will find that most people want to work with you, and most people want to help you, and most people want you to be successful. Because you are confident and you make people feel good. All right? That's going to be your answer for today's video. And I will see you guys and girls and ladies and gentlemen in the next video. Until then, take care. This is Noor with all love. Bye-bye.